From Edward Rowe Snow's Pirates, Shipwrecks, and Historic Chronicles, Billy McLeod's Baby Seal. On Grape Island in Boston Harbor lived Captain Billy McLeod and his wife as caretakers for 34 years. He had many, many stories to tell. One of the best concerns, the tiny baby seal he found while he was strolling along the beach. Evidently, the mother of the seal had been killed by one of the large boats in the area, leaving the seal to make its solitary way to Grape Island. Billy and his wife took care of the seal, feeding it carefully and nursing it along until it became quite frisky and was very attached to the couple. In a short time, the seal was performing feats of unusual agility. In the morning, it would flip its way down to the shore, swim around for some time, and then return to the house. When Captain Billy went out in his dory, the seal followed behind, always coming back with him. Occasionally, Captain Billy went to Boston, leaving his pet seal behind. When it was time for the captain to return to Grape Island, the seal swam out to meet him, and then was helped into the boat and rowed back with him. Sometimes the seal reached the house before the captain, and there he knocked three times with his flipper as a signal that he wanted to enter. Once inside, he made a beeline for the stove, behind which a box had been installed. There he remained until supper time. After supper, Captain Billy put a little rug in the box, whereupon the little seal yawned in a knowing manner and curled up on the rug for the night. The little seal finally died from eating green paint. Many children who had visited the pet mourned his death. Captain Billy said that although he had owned many pets since then, there was never an animal as affectionate as his little seal.